What?
Is this thing on?
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, test.
Can anybody hear us?
Hello.
Hello? We apologize if this is your first time ever clicking on anything right. related to loving BDSM. But if you can hear the sound of our voice, all of the work we've done over the past I don't know how many freaking weeks has paid off. This is officially the test show, the teaser show, the wow, we both might be sadists because we're only going to give you a couple of minutes of this show of Loving BDSM. It's such a little short thing. We're not even numbering it. We're not adding music. We're not pimping anything, selling anything, promoting anything. It's just us.
It's just us.
And the sound of our voice.
Wow.
I know. It feels so good.
It does.
It feels so good.
It does, yeah.
So I know the crickets have missed us.
Yes.
Because the crickets reach out to me in every form of social media there is and say, we miss you.
I know, they
and
do.
I respond with, we miss you too.
We do. We miss you.
So if you get to hear our voice at some point on Friday, April 14th. Okay.
Yep. April 14th.
What day is it? I don't know what day it is. Yeah. Then this worked. And that means on the following Friday, that would then be April 21st because you just add 7, right? If that is correct, then we will be back.
There will be an official show.
An official show with a number 79 and music. You know what we did not do?
What?
We didn't discuss if we wanted to change our theme music.
You're right. Well, we did.
But we didn't. There's been a lot going on.
We didn't. We've had a lot going on.
And not just the website.
No.
But I get to talk about the website, right?
Absolutely.
We'll go into more detail. Well, no.
Now would be a good time.
Now is a good time. Not too much detail because I'm still fixing shit.
Right.
If I sound tired, that's why.
I had to make her go to bed one night.
One night, most nights.
Well.
And then I don't sleep because I toss and I turn and...
Because she's thunking.
I'm thunking, exactly. Okay, so Loving BDSM has a new home.
Yes.
LovingBDSM.net.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to get .com, y'all. Somebody outbid me. I think they were one of those people trying to start like a bidding war, thought they could get me to buy it for like a crazy amount of money kind of thing. Hell no. I ain't got that kind of fucking money. Anyway, so LovingBDSM.net.
Yeah.
If you go to that URL, you will get to us and you will see... A lot
amazing,
of
wonderful things.
Oh my gosh. Now, I still, as of April 14th, have one more element I have to finish.
Yeah.
And right before we sat down and hit record, I had one other element I was trying to make work. I'm still working on that.
Uh-huh.
But, the site is up.
Yeah.
We are...
The podcasts are up.
The old podcasts. The old shows are moved over to the new site, to the new hosting, which is much less expensive, thank God.
Amen.
I actually found out just a couple hours ago, we are finally on Google Play. So if you get your podcast through Google Play, guess what? We're there.
We're there.
I updated us on Stitcher. I think I got us in on another one. I'm waiting to hear back. iTunes is updated. I asked the Twitterverse to confirm that and somebody did. They said, oh yeah, I see your new logo.
Uh-huh.
Check out the new logo.
New artwork.
Our friend Brom, who I believe is a listener, so hopefully he can hear the sound of our voice too. He designed that for us and yay, we love him for it. And he's working on another thing for me because of course I have another project that has nothing to do with BDSM, if you can believe it. So that's going on. If you go to lovingbdsm.net, you will see, like we said, all the episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You will see a page called DS for Beginners. And it's kind of the, if you're new to us and you're new to DS, start there and we'll kind of guide you through what shows to listen to, what articles we've both written to read to kind of help you kind of figure out what the hell you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a page for resources for kink and BDSM. And at your suggestion, I did add some extra links to the National Coalition of Sexual Freedom Kink Aware Professionals and blogs and other podcasts and websites and books. And that will be growing. That's on my list of things. I know. We are going to read and review books that pertain to relationships, communication, and BDSM and DS. So we will not do shows that are book reviews because that's not interesting to me. But we will read books. There will be a blog post that will be a book review. That will happen. And then in the show, the topic will mirror that book, so you'll kind of know what the book's about, but then
how
we'll,
it can apply to a real life.
Right, and then we'll add our 2 cents, because that's what we do too. So that is there.
And you'll rant.
Of course, I'll ramble, much like right now. There is also a link for the postcard. I've officially called it the Postcard Project.
Ah.
That is so still happening. I have postcards. Cue sad voice. Last week, the week ending, April 7th, whatever, last week, prior to this show coming out, I received no postcards. I was very sad.
I got a message from one of our crickets on Twitter tonight.
Uh-huh.
We have a postcard on the way.
Yay! And we're recording on Thursday. Hopefully you'll hear this on Friday. And I have not been in the mailbox yet. So I might have some this week.
That's true.
I know I have a sex toy coming this week.
Oh, God.
Which, yeah, I know.
Another one.
Yay! Yeah, we have one in a box that still hasn't been opened, y'all. It's really sad. I've been busy. So if you're curious about the postcard thing, that is there. It's a direct link. The community that we talked about, I will definitely go into more detail with this in a future show, in a bonus section, or maybe part of a whole show.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Maybe that'll be the next show. We've got so many ideas for show topics, y'all. It's not even funny. Took a little hiatus, and our creative juices started flowing. It was great.
Bing, bing, bing.
I know. I've got so many ideas. I don't have enough time for all my ideas.
Yeah.
But the community is built.
Yes. Yeah.
There are 3 levels to it. The first one is free. So let me back this up. You can come to lovingbdsm.net and read whatever blog post and listen to any episode and any resource we have there that doesn't require a login, you can get for free. And we're keeping it that way. Okay.
Right.
I firmly believe in free information on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been talking about for months now, I wanted to build this kinky community. I wanted us to have this place. A lot
right.
of people, I hear from people all the time through FET and through email, who say, I live in Podunk. It's an hour and a half. I don't have the money. I don't have a babysitter. I have all these
right.
reasons I can't get out. And they're valid. We have not been to a munch in a year. We're going this weekend
easily.
To the first one.
Yay!
I know. I'm so excited. It's not the club. It's the munch. But you know what? I'll take it.
Exactly.
Anyway. So I get it. You can't always get to where you want to be. It's not convenient. So I thought we need a fucking community online and not Fet Life, where it tends to be creepers and it's every fetish under the sun. I wanted something specific for people who are either in DS relationships, want to be in DS relationships, or just like the idea of being around DS people.
Yeah.
Kink friendly.
Right.
You're not necessarily want to be somebody's dominant or sub, but
right.
you've got an affinity and you're interested
mm-hmm.
and you're curious, and I'm good with that. So we created the community, and I spent how many nights this week fine-tuning that damn thing?
Quite a few.
I learned how to do code. I didn't actually
do
code. I learned how to copy-paste
well,
into some little file place and blah, 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 whatever my eyes crossed. But it looks pretty good.
It does. It looks wonderful.
Y'all will notice a theme at lovingbdsm.net.
Yeah.
You will know who put together this website. The theme is so clear. I'm not even going to say it. Don't let them go find out. Don't let them go find out, Daddy. Please let them go find out. They'll know.
They'll know.
Let them go find out. Please, please, please. He's like leaning into the mic, y'all. Like, I'm going to tell. We want them to have a reason to go to lovingbdsm.net. It is mobile friendly.
Well, let's just say a baby girl.
A baby girl totally designed it. Whatever. All my baby girlfriends like it, so, you know. But it is mobile friendly, so you can use it on your phone or your tablet. We have.
I've looked at it both on tablet and phone, and it's wonderful.
We've checked it multiple ways. So, in the community, right now, I encourage free subscribership because the paid stuff, it might be a week or two before we're ready to offer the paid stuff. But I know some of y'all are really kind and really generous, and you will sign up for paid stuff even if you don't get what you should get for paying. So, but I encourage the free subscriber option for anybody who's interested. Because I don't know what doesn't work until people get in there and start playing around. We have played around in it. We've sent each other messages. We've friended each other in the community. It's a little bit social. You can upload a profile picture. You can upload a cover picture.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some forums started. No topics yet because I don't want to talk to myself. that seems a little sad. We've got community rules.
Yes. Oh,
we've got...
Well, what's a DS site without rules and protocols?
Thank you. I also have it kind... Not majorly locked down, but kind of locked down. So when you go to the site for the first time, it's going to ask you if you are over 18 or not. And then once you get in, because you better be 18 to get in, there's going to be a disclaimer that says you got to be 18. And then if you sign up and you register, y'all do free first until we get used to this and we figure out whatever's broken. But if you sign up, it's going to ask for your date of birth. And if you come in and you are not the right age, I'm not giving y'all what year that is. If you're going to cheat, you can at least use your own calculator. I will boot you. I will contact you. I will send you an email, but I will boot you. Why? Because I am not getting my ass shut down.
No.
Because anybody's underage. Now.
So how old do you have to be?
You have to be 18. Everybody else can do the math on their calculator. Anyway, let me tell you why I did that. First of all, I've been thinking about it and I really need to do it on my Kayla Lord's website too. But I made it a priority this time for lovingbdsm.net. If y'all don't have this URL memorized by the end of this, I'm going to be kind of sad, wrong. Right? Lovingbdsm.net. Okay. Anyway, go to it. Go play. Go look. Yay. Okay. So here's what's happened over the past few weeks. I have had multiple people who are either right on the edge of legal or not quite legal reach out to me in other venues and say, can you help me? And I don't want to go to jail for no damn body. Well, for you, daddy, I'd go to jail because you'd bail me out. And I also don't, the conversations we have, the advice we give, the things we talk about are geared towards adults.
Yeah.
In the one instance where I got a message in another place from somebody who was not really 18, they had some serious issues, things that even if they were adults, I'm not qualified to help with. But it's not appropriate for me to assist underage anybody in this because BDSM is barely legal for legal consenting adults. So can you imagine the freak out for anybody underage? But I also know that underage people are hearing about it and they're looking into it and that God knows what kind of information they're finding. And so that particular person, I said, I cannot help you.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I could. Here is a resource to go to, and I checked it out myself. So if you can hear our voice and you are under 18 and you're like, but I want to know more, please go to scarlatine.com. Scarlatine, they are designed for you, and it's an old section on BDSM, but it's a positive section on BDSM. Yeah. I looked it up myself, y'all. So we locked down the site as best as we could,
right,
for that reason.
Let's face it, in today's world, the internet, you have the world at your fingertips, between your tablet, between your phones. That information is out there everywhere. I'm going to date myself. I was actually even talking with somebody about that today a little bit. Back in the day, the only way to find out about Kinksters was to go to the seedy adult bookstore.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
there were the back of magazines that you could advertise on. Master Michelle told me about.
Yes.
They would run certain ads, and that's kind of how you found each other.
How you found each other.
Good Lord. I'm glad we don't live in those times anymore.
So,
I'd be so lonely and horny.
That too, stigma that came of going to an adult shop
at
that time.
And kids still can't and should not be doing that. This is our official thing. Don't do that until you're 18 or older. But so, I get it. You have that at your... I have to watch my own children's electronic use and make sure they're not, looking at things they shouldn't be. So I get that. But this is not a place for anybody who is not a legally consenting adult. We talk to adults. This is for adults. I understand that people who are not adults still are curious or have urges or know that they're kinky. I've met people who knew they were kinky long before they had the vocabulary for it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not the resource for that, and I'm not going to be the resource for that.
It's no different from somebody, let's face it, very, very young people are able, know that they are not one gender or another.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so, it...
the world is different than even 15 or 20 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So the resources are out there. My point is, if you come to lovingbdsm.net, you need to be 18 or older. We will ask you in multiple ways if you are 18 or older. If you are not 18 or older, we will redirect you to Scarleteen, which I believe is a positive,
safe space.
Yeah. For those people with those questions. So that's what I have to say about that. And that's why we did that. So there are more things that are going to be added to the website. So if you go right now, there will be things that aren't there that should be there by the time the first real show shows up.
Right.
I still encourage you to go because I don't know what's broken until people tell me, oh, I tried to click this thing and it didn't work.
Exactly.
And I ask for your patience and your forgiveness on anything you find that's not quite 100% because I don't have a budget to hire somebody to do this for me. And so we have done
this
on our own and we have tested everything we can, but that's not a science.
Right. Sometimes in your own sandbox, everything plays nice.
Exactly.
And then when it gets
out
in
the real
wild,
world.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No. So this is probably the longest teaser episode ever, but since we are notorious for talking for over an hour, this is short.
Yes, it is.
I know. So we've done well.
This is even short for bonus section.
I know. Oh, God, I can't wait for bonus section. y'all are my therapy, and I have missed it, and I'm ready to be back. And we've got so much we want to talk about and so many things and so many plans. It's going to be fucking awesome.
So much going on.
So much going on. Yeah. I just kind of went, I think working a full load on my writing is not enough for me. Let me see what other 10 or 12 projects I can take on. And so I did.
Yes, you did.
So I guess we'll wrap up the teaser thing. There's no music. Yep. We're just trying to make sure this works and gets out to the people.
Let us know if you've... Go ahead.
I just realized something in all my rambling.
No.
So we have lovingbdsm.net.
Yes.
I feel like I should do a pop quiz. Yep. What's the URL?
Lovingbdsm.net.
There we go. You can also follow the show on social media in a couple of places.
Uh-huh.
We are on Twitter.
Yep.
At lovingbdsm. Feel free to follow us.
Mm-hmm.
We are also on Instagram because I like the pictures and I think that's fun.
Yeah.
Now, this is going to be weird, y'all. Okay. It's okay. If you would rather go to the website, lovingbdsm.net, you'll find our Instagram icon. Click there. But if you're on Instagram, it's @loving_DS.
Yeah.
I will tell that story in the bonus section next week because I'm a little pissy about it and I want this to actually be a teaser episode. So there's a reason for the weird name for LovingBDSM on Instagram, but we are there too. Loving_DS. Loving_DS. We're there. I'm Kinky Kayla Lords on Instagram. He's Kinky John Brownstone.
Yeah.
He has no followers yet, so y'all need to go follow him too because he just started his Instagram, his Kinky Instagram.
I couldn't let her have all the fun.
I know, right? Okay, so can we like actually be done with our...
We're done.
This
We're
is
good.
Not really a teaser. This is like an episode because this is this is how we roll. We can't help ourselves.
This is a mini-sode.
It's a mini-sode. I don't know what the fuck you call it. But I'm glad to be doing it again.
Me too.
Okay, so...
Been watching the microphone gather dust and
I know. It's the little Doctor Who bow tie was looking kind of sad. Oh, yeah. Okay. We need to let these nice people go. And we need to get back to work.
Yes, we do. Or sleep.
Sleep's underrated. Overrated?
Yeah.
You can sleep when you're dead. There's something. I'm getting it wrong because I'm tired.
Yes.
Okay, are we ready?
Yep.
No, we're not ready, but we're going to anyway, right?
Yes, we are.
Keep it kinky, y'all. And we hopefully will see you next week.
Yep.